Are you seeing a need for a new SPLOST?
Absolutely. And let me emphasize this, and I can't emphasize it enough. As of now, our SPLOST funds our roads and bridges in Stevens County. And this keeps our roads ahead. We are great users of taxpayer dollars in that we actually pave in-house. So we save hundreds of thousands of dollars annually by paving in-house. This not only preserves the dollars of the Stevens County taxpayer, but it keeps your roads safe and clean. It provides for sheriff vehicles. We can't do that in the budget apart from using SPLOST dollars. And the way I try to emphasize this to folks, it's pretty simple, is the one penny sales tax that is funded by SPLOST is not funded through your property taxes. It's funded through a sales tax dollar. And it may seem like we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, but Peter lives in Franklin County and he shops at our Walmart. So the folks who are spending their sales tax dollars here don't just live in Stevens County. As opposed to putting the money in your property taxes, which is where it would have to go to fund the roads, it's in a SPLOST account, and everyone from surrounding areas are helping to contribute to that, to the funding for that. So our goal is to let as many people that aren't Stevens County residents help pay for our roads as much as possible. And again, bear in mind that every dollar spent in SPLOST is a dollar not added to the millage rate. As long as the SPLOST go and continue to be funded, it allows us to fund these projects, to fund these roads, to fund these upgrades that are absolutely needed. Again, we fund ambulances out of SPLOST, but they're not being funded through property taxes. So it's a benefit to the residents of Stevens County.